Joining me now is NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Renee.
President Bush delivers his State of the Union address on Wednesday. What effect do you think the pictures coming out of Iraq this weekend will have on U.S. policy?
Look, it obviously puts the president in a stronger position if there's some sense that the Iraqi policy is working, which there hasn't been a sense of for many months. There have been lots of words of caution from the Democrats in the wake of the election, but even some of the president's harshest critics, for instance, the editorial page of the New York Times, has given grudging praise for the show of democracy in Iraq yesterday. The president, of course, says freedom is on the march in Afghanistan, Ukraine, the Palestinian territories, and now Iraq. And the Democrats can't be in the position of just hoping it all goes badly. Most of them have distanced themselves from Senator Edward Kennedy's speech last week calling for a timetable for withdrawal of American troops. Senator Kerry yesterday said he didn't agree with that. The Democrats are looking for a way to thread this needle. Many of them opposed the nomination of Condi Rice for Secretary of State, saying that someone must be held accountable for all the mistakes in Iraq. But they don't want to yank out the troops without something in their place. So the next big question, I think, is going to be the vote on the additional money for the war and seeing how the parties come down there.
Well, Iraq, of course, is not the only subject on the president's agenda at the State of the Union. Social Security is a huge priority for the coming administration. Is this where we might hear his full plan?
Well, I don't think you'll hear the full plan. I think that comes out in legislative language later. But you will get a good sense of what the plan is. And that's been evolving over the last few weeks. The Republican congressional delegations met at a retreat over the weekend and heard more about it. And I think that they've apparently pledged that they're going to come out fighting and that they're going to go to the American people with this plan to change Social Security. They're very nervous about it because they know that the Democrats have used the issue very effectively in past elections, and the Democrats have essentially gone to their corner on this. They are not going to. It doesn't look like the president's going to be easily able to peel off Democrats to support him. And both sides, of course, are resurrecting quotations from Republicans and Democrats of the past, trying to bolster their sides. But this is going to be just a big, big, big fight in this Congress.
President Bush just briefly touched on his idea of an ownership society in his inaugural address. Would we expect to hear more about that in the State of the Union and get more about what the president means?
I think so. I think that's where he's headed. He says he's basically saying in his view of Social Security, you would own your own retirement account and your children would be able to inherit it. You'd own your own health insurance and be able to use it as you want. And he mentioned just briefly, as you said, in his inaugural, some former laws that gave that sense of ownership, mainly the Homestead Act, where people were able to own property, own their land, mortgage deductions and breaks for veterans on home ownership, allowing people to own their homes. And that's the appeal that he's going to try to make, especially to young people. Democrats would just say it's just too risky, that it's a gamble. Don't gamble with Social Security. Don't help equities traders get rich.
Thanks very much, NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts.